An oil tax bill is finally on the table in the Senate Finance Committee. The committee today released a draft of its rewrite of the bill the Resources Committee passed to them nearly a month ago. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports.
The bill has had 18 hearings with input from consultants, the oil and gas industry, the Parnell administration, and the public. Committee Chairman Bert Stedman, a Republican from Sitka, says he anticipates having a few remaining issues quickly worked out and ready for a floor vote by this weekend. Stedman has scheduled one more hearing from the oil industry, but he says he expects they're going to recognize the bill as significant.
This goes to the core of the structure of our oil taxes and addresses some of the bigger concerns that have been pointed out by our consultants. And some of these issues were never even addressed or focused on in either the House version or the governor's bill.
The structural change Stedman refers to is the base of what's taxed. The new tax regime would hinge on the gross value of production, basically the market price of oil minus the state's royalty. Rate increases will be calculated from that point.
And that would be on the gross value before the deductions of expenditures, which helps solve some embedded problems we have in our oil tax structure. We have an exposure now, very high oil prices, where the state and federal government could offset a lot of the capital expenditure costs in excess of 100%. By making this non-deductible, that would bring that down to a level of probably in about 65.
Among other changes in the bill is a removal of all references to what's called decoupling, the statutory link between oil taxes and gas taxes. The new gross value structure means the state would never have to reimburse companies when there were price discrepancies. In another change, the tax rate would increase until oil sells for $125 a barrel. At that point, the rate remains more or less constant. Stedman says there's one more major issue still pending: what sort of incentives it will take to increase production in the Prudhoe Bay and Kuparuk fields.
Because quite frankly, if you want to increase oil production, you want to go where the oil is, and most of the oil is sitting in Prudhoe Bay, and Kuparuk would be next. So that is an area that we couldn't quite get our hands around yet, and those discussions are underway.
The House is prepared to deal with the bill once it's finished. Schedules already include hearings on the measure. However, considering that delivery is expected less than a week before adjournment, members are not committing to getting through in time. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.